producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Entertaining?
Right.
Yes, some people say it is entertaining. Makes your life better, I suppose. I'm full of inspiration today because last night I went to a lecture by Deepak Chopra. Actually, I got to pronounce that correctly. I spelled his name incorrectly earlier. D-E-E-P-A-K. It's Deepak.
What did you think it was?
I put P-O-K.
Oh,
Deepak.
No.
Deepak. Why do you sound like you have a cold?
Because I think I do. No, you know, I just am figuring it out.
No. One of the things you learned with...
I was dealing with dust this weekend.
Really?
It could be allergies.
Uh-huh. Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day. Welcome to Monday, December 7th, 2015. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, which we are going to blow up or expand or do, as Deepak Chopra described last night. His lecture is about, or the current lecture is about, his new book that has to do with genetics and how pretty much all of our DNA doesn't just come from our parents, but it comes from the whole history of mankind. It's fascinating research, not for everybody, because you have to stay awake and tuned in to what he's saying, but he's a brilliant, he's just brilliant. I mean, I've never seen him before in person.
And he's related to Tupac Chopra, right?
Tupac. I think maybe. Well, actually, yes. In reality, we are all related. The Genome Project that, remember, goes back to 2003, studying how we all are related. Do you know that 64% of our DNA is the same as a banana? And that 99.9% of us are the same as monkeys? And 94% of us are the same, well, not 94%. 94% of our construction is the same as that of a mouse. The DNA in a mouse is, that's why they do all this testing. They didn't know that before. But mouse DNA is 94%
That's
the
why
same.
I like cheese so much.
Is that what it is?
I
should have known. Anyways, a fascinating study into the realities of humankind. Not something that Monday needs to get started with. But it is the consideration now. I have a whole different view of why people are the way they are and how our makeup is and why it is that we ought to be working much harder than we are at trying to get along, trying to figure this out. Because no matter how much you bomb the Islamic State, no matter how many extremists you kill, there is going to be another one that comes along because of what has been created over centuries, over millennia in DNA of human beings. So there's the only way, and I didn't even know this was going to happen. I had no idea. I knew last week I was going to the Deepak Chopra event, but I didn't have an idea of what this discussion was going to be. But in essence, what he's saying, and Richie, I only get to use that word once a day from now on, okay?
In essence.
Yeah. Those are two words. But if I use, I got to use N more, I-N. But if I use essence more than once a day, you can.
Can we electrocute you? Can we zap you?
Well, I don't think that's fair, but I think you could, unless you're trying to take
Tase
over.
Tase him.
Hey, how do you train cows and dogs not to escape your yard? Just the little.
Well, that was, you know, that was one of the things that came up in the lecture last night. If you have a cow that touches an electric fence, the DNA of that experience will be translated to the calves that mother has, and the calves will not go near the fence. And I have to, I don't know, you know, it'd be a lot of work to try to figure it out. But they've
I'd like to prove that. That'd be
interesting. Yeah, really.
It's terrific research that's taken years and years. This guy is, if nothing else, dedicated. He knows how to do many different things, including making money. This, and this guy's DNA is, he knows how to talk to people, what to write about. He's got his whole philosophy.
What was the setting?
The setting was the Berklee School of Music in a moderately intimate, well, it was probably, I'm going to guess, 2,500 people in the auditorium. And I was able to get seats that were in the first section so you could watch him. And he's not expressive particularly, but he's very good, Richie, at technology. He understands how to take the, he had a slide, or not a slide presentation, but he had a computer that had all kinds of graphics on it. The first thing that happens in the lecture is about a 7-minute piece of how the human human experience starts. That is the sperm and the egg coming together, and then from that, how the body develops over 1 week, over 1 month, over 45 days, and to see the thing that I found most instructive, and it's kind of, in a manner of speaking, I suppose it's synchronicity, as Uri would say, because I was involved in a consultation last week with someone who told me, if you looked at, and then I started thinking about Miles, who has started to walk, my grandson Miles, who will be a month old at the end of the month, and I was thinking about what we saw in the pictures that came, because they went in every few days to get pictures, sonograms. And so I remember seeing the arms as they were starting to develop. But what I didn't know is that the arms, and think about this as you think about how you approach the day today, the body as it develops, you know, all the research and all the controversy about when life begins, when the heartbeat starts and all that other stuff, and it actually starts in the first 40, 45 days. But then the first major thing to develop from the heart are your arms. So when you reach out and touch somebody and you have a feeling of a heart connection when you shake somebody's hand, that's almost literal, because that's what develops as the body develops. And anyway, to watch the pictures of the fetus as it grows, pretty amazing stuff. But the real thing is how we are affected metabolically by things like massage, meditation, things that have been on the fringe for a long time, but now becoming more part of the mainstay, because it gets people, we all have crazy, hectic lives. I've been living that way for all of my life. But I know now why I did it, but it's not important why you did it as to how you resolve whatever may. I'm fortunate because I have obviously pretty good DNA because I'm a healthy person and I've taken care of myself. That's also a component. But in getting through to how the body responds to the things that we've created in our lives, massage, and having the ability to get your mind off. And by the way, he admitted, as many of us have found out, that it's very difficult to shut your mind off. If you're going to have some meditation time, there needs to be other things that you prepare yourself with. But just the idea that we come from these amazing experiences that go back. Language. Do you know that language is only 15,000 years old? Nobody spoke in the history of mankind. If history goes back,
how did they do radio?
That's a
tell me about it.
All right. So anyway, I think you're telling me something by asking me that question. All right. Well,
are you listening, Walter Sabo?
I think. Well, but the other side of it is, I'm tired of every day starting the day with bombs and murders and killing, and what are we going to do to disrupt the extremists? I'm just tired of it, Jennifer. And at some point in time, I think if I'm learning things, I owe the audience at least some treatment in this arena, because it just can't go on. He's right. We will lead ourselves to extinction very quickly if we don't do something about all this stuff. And if you don't realize that, if you don't think about it, and if you don't spend some of your time trying to figure out how it is that we make this place that we live in a better place, Mother Nature will purge the problem, and we are the problem. And it became very clear. So whether these guys are really the problem and we aren't is not really important to Mother. Mother Nature isn't going to stand up and look around and say, okay, you're a good guy and you're a bad guy, so I'm going to get rid of you and I'm going to save you. It's not how it works. Part of what goes on here is that we have to figure out for ourselves how to fix the problems that, in fact, we really have created. I went into this with some degree of... I don't even remember why I did it on Saturday. I don't remember, Kenny, whether I did it on the countdown as well, but I know I had in my mind at the end of the week the idea that we have created, and we have, all of these things. The problems in the Middle East, some of the people who have stepped up to the plate, who created the problems of what happened in the Civil War, in any wars. See, this is back to being deep-seated in our DNA. The people who want to control and or lead, if you want to put that in quotation marks, and the people who are just sort of passive and they just want to live their lives. Well, you can find all sorts of reasons for these people finding a proper atmosphere for their control issues. That is, the leaders of Daesh or the leaders of the Nazi Party or the leaders of whoever it is that's disturbing things. In this circumstance, you can trace it back to the planet's need for oil. And pretty much all of the problems that have come about as a result of people having the opportunity to get those who are disaffected. Chopra was talking about the amount of poverty that there is in the world, and it's amazing. I saw the movie Saturday night about Mother Teresa's life, and the sort of thing we know this poverty in our country, but we don't even begin to realize how some portions of the planet are just unbelievably poor and how sick. I used to sort of pass off Mother. You can see what this weekend has been for me. I used to pass Mother Teresa off as sort of a malcontent. And then understanding her life and how she did what she did pretty much on her own without the Catholic Church being very supportive. If you haven't seen the movie and you're interested, either you're a Catholic or you're interested in well-being and the good deeds of others, you might want to see the movie about Mother Teresa. All right. So now I've had my say, Jennifer. Thank you for reminding me this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program where things get better. It's 19 after the hour.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 23 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. So SNL often in this portion of this hour of the program on Mondays is our focus for a smile or two or three. Let's see if we can conjure up a smile by listening to some of the excerpts from SNL. Starting with a weekend update, joking about the Ben Carson trip to Jordan.
Ben Carson this week toured refugee camps in Jordan and said that most of the Syrians he met there don't want to come to the U.S. It's a decision they made after asking Carson, "Where are you from?"
All right, here's a joke about Jeb Bush's pick for a Veep if he's nominated.
Jeb Bush hinted that if nominated, he would pick a woman as his running mate. But Jeb, you're supposed to let women off of sinking ships.
Nice. I don't get that.
His campaign is a sinking ship. Oh, he should let women off
let
of it.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. That is an interesting thing. Look at the way the only consistent person in all of the polls is Trump. Mm-hmm. Did you find that interesting?
And now his support in some polls, like 30-40%.
Yeah,
like with all those people running.
Consistently low.
Right. Yeah. Right. He's now at like 2%. He's just above Rand Paul. It's really sad.
Carly Fiorina is burned out. There's not much left. You know, you got a little Rubio and Cruz.
Cruz, Rubio, Trump. Yeah. Chris Christie's been moving up.
You know,
too.
You're right. Chris Christie has been. But people were speculating. We were talking about this at dinner last night. Okay, so put a couple of people together. You wouldn't put Trump and Christie together because they're both Northeasterners.
I'd put Trump and Cruz together in a second.
Trump and, did I say Cruz? I meant Christie.
No, you said Christie.
You said Christie. Yeah, I was just saying I would, Cruz and Trump.
Well, maybe. I mean, you get Texas that way. You need Texas, Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, California. Florida, and California. That's what you need to win. Or some combination of that. Okay, next, let's get back to the funny stuff. From the weekend update again, the joke about the New York Times editorial on guns.
The New York Times ran a front page editorial urging Congress to take action following Wednesday's shooting in California. But Congress already took action because on Thursday, the Senate confronted the gun issue head on by voting to defund Planned Parenthood. Good job, dudes!
That's not funny.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny at all. It was kind of a stupid connection.
Hey, you can't hit them all, right?
That's true. All right. Let's try another one.
What are you
President Obama said that ISIS does not pose an existential threat to America. First of all, you can't use big words like existential. We're not in a philosophy class. We're a country that's about to be four deep into the Chipmunks franchise. We still think existential is a male enhancement pill they sell at gas stations.
Yeah. And to not
that
say
a good point.
That is, but the point of it being that this is not something that will affect us at home is just so wrong.
A lie.
Just so wrong. I don't know about a lie, but it's not right. All right, here we go. Oh, The Wiz, and the fact they had 11 million viewers, that wasn't too bad.
On Thursday, a gang of black people who were allegedly under the influence of narcotics murdered two high-ranking community leaders on live television. This according to the Fox News recap of The Wiz.
Huh?
Again.
Yeah, it's not funny about that.
Funny.
No.
Sorry, I'd just like to hear you go,
One more.
According to the new list, the most popular baby girl name of the year was Sophia, while the least popular baby girl name belonged to Lil Isis Cosby.
Now that's funny.
All right, that was funny. So speaking of that, Twitter has liked Easton West, the Kim Kardashian baby named Easton West. Did you see that, Jen?
I just threw up a little bit in
really?
My mouth. Yeah, Kim Kardashian had her baby 3 weeks early, and so I guess the rumor was she and Kanye were so upset because they just couldn't pick a name, so Twitter tried to help them pick a name, and they came up with Easton, which would go along just nicely with North West.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, and that'll be a major topic of conversation
and then we
today.
Wonder why our society's suffering.
28 after on Good Day.
In the news... Is football the new boxing? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The late Frank Gifford's family announces he had chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. Mr. Gifford was an NFL star. His brain injury, the family believes, is a result of constant repetitive head trauma while playing football. CTE causes depression, memory loss, and dementia. Here's the thing. Some believe that the brain damage professional footballers suffer is part of the price they pay to be rich and famous, similar to the price boxers must pay. But what about all the non-pros? American boys start taking their first hits to the head playing football at age 8 or 9. The COC advice, let there be no doubt that football at any level is the new boxing. And until the rules change, you should encourage your son to find a different sport. His brain is way too precious to waste. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's 33 and change after the hour. The reference to my going to see Deepak Chopra last night and how it has impacted me, which I'm sure will have its trails as we work our way through the day, the week, the month, and maybe through the rest of the time that I'm here. Richie, how do you know? You never can tell.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Remember Pearl Harbor is the cry from a lot of people today who have given. There aren't many World War II veterans. Richie, involved with the American Veterans Center in Washington, more and more, and you hear this all the time, the people, even Vietnam, now people who are my age that went to Vietnam, many of them who were involved and got sick or were affected somehow. Do you ever notice, actually, when you get down to brass tacks, the affirmities that have come about with people that are in, that still are alive, the people that were in uniform that were exposed to all kinds of things during Vietnam that were not, they weren't even around 20 years before. Vietnam was, remember, in the 60s and 70s, and the end of World War II in the 40s, there was development apparently on the part of the Nazis, if I'm not mistaken. I guess that probably we were working on it as well. Napalm and things like that, the gases that were used to destroy the quote-unquote enemy, all of those things in the name of putting down the probably worst scourge in the history of the planet as far as humanity is concerned, and that was Nazism. And certainly the way the Japanese were, again, wondering what there was about the DNA of those people. Now I'm going to answer all of our problems and look at all of our problems from the point of DNA, because if the Chopra research is correct, it shows that all of these things that go back, the kinds of things that have happened, for example, in World War II, when you look at how men are so antagonistic toward other men. It happens as ideas, sometimes it happens as physicality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't really remember, maybe a couple of you, and I was a history buff and political science major when I was in college. I'm trying to remember what was going on in the hierarchy of Japan. It was clear what went on with the Germans and what was going on in Europe. But I, other than the dislike the Japanese had for the Chinese, and the Chinese, likewise, the Japanese became very aggressive. Here's this little island, and they were really aggressive. And the first aggression was against China. And that disrupted the sort of equilibrium that was there. And that's when the rest of the world started looking at what was going on. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the whole business was about oil. I think if you go back in your history books, you will find the Japanese were after, because there were certain places, certain provinces in China where there was a lot of oil, and oil was becoming very necessary for the running of an economy, and the Japanese didn't have any. And so, if I'm not mistaken, that aggression was also about oil. Anyway, the date that will live in infamy, we will hear through the day today, probably 100 times, what you always hear on Pearl Harbor Day, the words
yesterday,
of Franklin Roosevelt.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
So, that's Franklin Roosevelt on December 7th, 1941. If you go to
December 8th.
Yeah, right. The attack took place on Sunday morning, the 7th. You're right, Richie. Dawn. Then the next day, the president declared, yes, you're right, it was the 8th. So, under the circumstances, those of you who have not been to Hawaii, one of the most peaceful, it's just really sort of an interesting...
Fox NFL did the show from there yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you say
cool.
Peaceful places?
It is one of the most beautiful, peaceful places that I have ever been to. I have been around, I've been fortunate to travel to many
interesting
places.
Interesting choice of words.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's interesting that that would be a peaceful place after the sadness.
Well, that's the point.
Right?
That's the point I'm making. It is now. Well, have you been there? You've probably been there more than I have.
Been to Hawaii? I've never been to the side of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, my heavens. It's a really important thing to go. I think Americans ought to go over and see. You know, you take a ferry out to the USS Arizona, the memorial that was there. Here's the 20, it's 20 minutes before the hour. Here's 2020 News Quiz question. What American entertainer was responsible for staging a benefit concert in Pearl Harbor in order to get the money to build the USS Arizona Memorial? It would not have been built without his participation, without his work. 888-302-3684. Who remembers who it was? Richie remembers. And maybe that's a hint. Who was it that decided that the money needed to be raised so there was a concert at Pearl Harbor's Block Arena on March 25, 1961, raising the $60,000 to start the Arizona Memorial Building Fund. Without this event, this thing would never have taken place. And you always get that information when you ride out on the ferry to go over to the area where the Arizona...
Was this person not born in the United States?
No, this person was born in the United States, very much an American. As a matter of fact, he served in the armed forces. 888-302-3684.
I don't know it.
You don't? Yeah, well, you do, actually, but you don't
I do.
Know.
Okay.
But
You do know.
You do know that
you don't know that.
You don't know that you know. Thank you, Kenny. That's right. That's pretty much it.
But you know. Yes. Oh, you know.
You know the rest of the story. 888-302-3684. All right. So who was? And then you look at the story, Kenny, of Admiral. I always like to say this because I like the sound of his name. Didn't like who he was, but Yamamoto.
It's a great name.
The Admiral, huh?
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. He was the guy who designed and conceived of the plan to attack Pearl Harbor. Yamamoto. All right, let's see what we got cooking over here. Who it is that has discussed things with us. Let's see if I've ever spoken to Kurt before. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
That's great. Where are you calling from?
California, Maryland.
California, Maryland. Can we turn that around and make it Maryland, California?
I'd love to. With the weather out here, we'd love to.
I was going to say,
it'd be a lot warmer.
You get through the winter, you'll probably wish that you turned it around. All right, so who was the person that was responsible for putting together the effort to have a concert so that the USS Arizona Memorial could be built?
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley is the correct answer. Elvis staged the concert for the construction. How'd you know that, Kurt? What's your background?
My background, I'm a naval officer, and I spent a few years out in Hawaii.
Okay. So why don't you describe for those? I've only been there and been actually to the site a couple of times. There's a memorial for my great uncle, for whom I am named Dudley Walker Morton, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo. Did you ever see where all the subs, those plaques that are there on the rise as you look out over the harbor? Do you know the place I'm talking about?
I absolutely do. It is the most peaceful place, like you said, that I've ever been to. I was blessed to spend 12 of my 25 years in the service there.
Wow.
And absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great, great place. Everybody in America should go there, not at the same time.
I would think, yes.
It just is. There's something about it. And to think about the destruction and the mayhem that took place on this date in 1941, it's amazing, A, that they've cleaned it up as much as they have, and that the sort of the oxymoronic reality that they would attack because it is such a peaceful place. So what did you do while you were in the service over there, Kurt?
I'm a Navy Supply Corps officer.
So
I dealt a lot with the submarine force out there.
You dealt with the sub force?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's the history of the sub force at Pearl that goes back. My uncle's ship, the Wahoo, was responsible for sinking more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And then the movie Destination Tokyo was written, and there's a book about it, and then the movie was created after that. There are lots of great, and I say great, I put that in quotation marks, important stories of American heroes all over the place, but Pearl is certainly one of them. When you read some of the stories about what people were trying to do in the light of what had been going on, it's been memorialized in some books and movies and that sort of thing, but I don't think there are any of us who would ever be able to maybe those who went through September 11th in New York City, maybe that's the only correlation in our history, do you think?
that is correct. You got to be out there.
Yep. All right, Richie, tell the man what he's won. Hold on just a second, Kurt. Thank you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, too, by the way. You and your family and everybody that you know. The season, it isn't so much about the birth of Christ as it is about what we feel like, how good we feel about this time of year. Because it does. It makes us all feel pretty good. I think after we remember, for me, Christmas started, sort of Christmas got recharged a few years ago when Meredith came into my life, but it took getting over Pearl Harbor before we get, you know, everybody says, oh, it starts after Thanksgiving. For some reason, I don't know why, I never really gave much thought to Christmas, even when I was in the mood, until after Pearl Harbor Day. I think today is a very, and the sad thing about it is that we're, our children are not being taught, and grandchildren, people in the historical perspective, there's all kinds of politically correct garbage that goes with the study of Pearl Harbor or what happened. If, depending on where you live, one of the big issues that comes, and I know it's in California, they take a lot of time studying and accusing Americans in some circles of being unfair to the Japanese, because they rounded up every Japanese person, legal citizen, born here, anybody with a Japanese name got interred in camps in California at the beginning of World War II. And a lot of times people take that and say, let's see how racist America is. You see how bad the leadership is in this country. Look at what they did to the Japanese. Well, you know, there's an argument on both sides of that. And I don't know how you get to the bottom line of it, but I think perhaps if most of us who had, if we have common sense, we probably would have done the same thing had we been in a leadership position, because it just seemed to be the best way to sort the potential problems out. And frankly,
people were scared.
We could use some of that. we could use some of that thinking today, you know, just to sort of get to the root of the problem, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so a lot of lessons learned, certainly around Pearl Harbor and the reaction of Americans and the error that the Japanese thought they would be, we would be pushovers. I think that's the real lesson. And if there's a lesson about Americans and Americana, it's how we rallied after that, don't you think? I mean, under the circumstances, we weren't so concerned about the Germans at the time. I think we were sort of worried a little bit because there were U-boats. You could see U-boats off the coast of the United States on the East Coast. But this really got people into thinking, we better protect ourselves. Something that needs to be back in our water flow, if you know what I mean, at the moment. It's 48 past the hour on today's Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This holiday season, how about a gift for our environment? By taking steps to reduce waste, we can lighten our environmental footprint. Here's Allison Wilson with Plastics Make It Possible with more.
We tend to generate quite a bit more waste over the holidays, but there are a couple of easy things we can do to cut back on food waste and packaging waste.
Unfortunately, a lot of food is wasted over the holidays, and spoiled food often ends up in landfills. So take good care of your leftovers this holiday season and help reduce food waste by storing food in airtight, resealable plastic bags and containers that help keep air and moisture away from perishable food. And make sure you recycle everything you can. More and more communities are now collecting everyday plastic packaging, from yogurt cups to bottles and caps. Plus, you can recycle plastic bags and plastic wraps, such as the wraps around cases of water bottles. Simply drop them in the storefront recycling bin at participating grocery and retail stores. Think of it as giving a little gift to our environment. For more information on plastics and recycling, visit plasticsmakeitpossible.com. Happy holidays!
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yes, them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th on Good Day at 53 past the hour. Time for us to start another week of information on technology and how it affects you and your life, especially this time of year when there are so many people trying to find the right technology to give as gifts. Richard Schemmel is a contributor to this program and a tech media observer, and he's going to observe with us what some of the hot gifts are and how people are learning about some of the hot gifts. Plus, what's the lady who's running Yahoo making, and why is the news media making such a big deal about what she's making? I'll give you my theory on that in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get to Richard Schemmel, who's with us on the Good Day program. The Microsoft holiday commercial, Richard, I don't know if you've heard this or not. In Manhattan, Microsoft store employees go to the Apple store and sing, "Let there be peace on earth."
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I saw that last night during the football game, and I thought it was a nice touch. But Microsoft and Apple have been friends for a long time, but it was a real touching commercial with the Children's Choir of New York, and Microsoft had auditioned employees all across the country for this commercial.
Really?
And flew them in.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. What a cool that. But you see, here's another, you haven't been listening, or maybe you haven't been listening to me this past hour. I'm sort of focused because the combination of things have come together, sort of the perfect storm or perfect peace, if you will. Thinking about Pearl Harbor Day, I also went to a lecture that Deepak Chopra delivered last night on learning a lot about how it is that we are the way we are. And so it would be easier for us to find the peace gene or the peaceful genes than it is for us to find the genes of destruction, if you will. And I find that when businesses go to quote-unquote war with each other, it's distressing. And so this turns that around sort of and brings a new maybe a new chapter to these two. I don't know how the people that run Apple get along with the people who run Microsoft. Do you know anything about the relationship between the people that are actually running these two companies?
Not really, but I would imagine them to be friendly adversaries with the same goals in mind.
Yeah. Well, there's room for both of them in the world, right? They're both surviving, doing very well, so that means there's got to be room for both of them.
I think that they look more at Google as a threat to their business model than anything else.
Yeah. All right. So Yahoo, speaking of companies that are a threat or not, there seems to be a question about what Yahoo's going to do. What direction are they going in? And instead of the focus being on what's going on at Yahoo, all I keep reading is how much money Marissa Mayer is making. And I find it offensive, frankly, because if it were a man, this would not be an issue. There wouldn't be all this discussion. But because she's a woman and the fact that she has a golden parachute that's worth about $150 million, that's an issue. Do you agree with me or am I on my own here?
I look at Marissa Mayer as a trophy for Yahoo. And I hate to make this statement, but any woman that's getting paid that amount of money is a trophy. Because what they want to do, these companies, they want to bring women in, of course. But the pay that the executives are making, be it women or men, is really obnoxious to a point compared to the other workers.
Yeah.
But yes, I do agree with you, Doug. I think that they're making a big deal out of this because the news media needs that hook on that story.
Wow.
Okay, so they've been attacking her for a long time that Yahoo's not making money, this and that. And this is just another piece of the puzzle for her.
Well, we can say that about a number of radio companies. The two big radio companies have executives that are making a lot of money, and the people in the trenches keep getting squeezed. So it's not unique to that technology sector. But I think there's a lot of great things that have come out of Yahoo and maybe some interesting things that are still there. But the fact that she's making that kind of money is, frankly, nobody's business, even if you look at the stock return to the stock report. Thank you, Richard. Richard Schemmel with us here in Tech Talk at 15.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.